governor of Rosh Yeshiva, of the Web Yeshiva, and president of Atid. And what I'd like to do is try to introduce the topic of Korbanot. This week's parasha is the parasha of Tzav, and the first two parashiyot of Vayikra and Tzav, include or list many of the various korbanot that we are enjoined to give. I mean, and there are a lot of them. There are a lot of different korbanot. In fact, somehow Vayikra seems to me from time to time to be something of a letdown. Breshit is the story of the creation of the world and also the creation of Am Yisrael, the people who are going to make sure that the inherited world continues to exist. There are many dramatic moments in Breshit, moments of clear-minded understanding. There are also problematic moments indicating the humanity of the people involved. But the stories are gripping. It's hard not to get involved or to feel involved with what's happening in the book of Bereshit. The book of Shemot, the first half of the book is about Yitziat Mitzrayim, something, a story that could only happen once in an eternity. And the second part of the Basul, of the book of Shemot, is about Kabbalat HaTorah, the building of the Mishkan, injecting within us the notions of Kedusha and Tahara, holiness and purity. And it was that there are opportunities for mankind to change his, for people who are part of mankind, to change their designated status, to make themselves better, to do something that was unthinkable before the Torah came along and directed us to do it. And yet, somehow the book of Vayikra, which deals a lot with these topics, Kedusha and Tahara, the topic of Korbanot, since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost our connection to Korbanot. We don't actually do them, so we're suddenly involved in learning things that have no particular application. It's true, and this we'll talk about later on, or not today, but on another occasion, it's true that Chazal said that the Korbanot could be kept alive through words. If we read the words of the Torah about the Korbanot, if we say the Korbanot, then we can't give the Korbanot, we can't do the Korbanot, but we can say them. And if we say them, we have an opportunity, to get credit for doing them. That saying them, saying the Korbanot is as good as doing the Korbanot. And we know that every Sidur and every Tefillah, regular Tefillah in the morning, Shacharit, that we say is introduced by a number of ideas that we have to think about. And one of the ideas that we have to think about is the Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, which we're not able to give, but we're able to say them. We can say the Korbanot. So, I mean, I know some of you probably daven in the morning and skip those Korbanot, but it's worthwhile to take a close look at them from time to time, because the Korbanot in the Sidur represent a remarkable idea, which is that you can satisfy the demands of the Torah by saying the words. And yet, there is somehow a lack of appreciation for the actual tzivui, the command in the Torah. The command in the Torah is bring a korban. And we're not able to bring a korban unless we bring it in the reinterpreted manner that the Chazal taught us. It's interesting that the Rambam himself related to this question in a broader way at the end of Hilchot Me'ilah. Me'ilah, the word me'ilah, is the word that's used for defacing things from the Beit HaMikdash, from Kedusha. And in order to deface the Kedusha, all you have to do is use it or take it or do with it anything that is not exactly its primary purpose of Kedusha. If you take you could take a knife or a fork or a censer and use it for regular activity, that object is no longer appropriate for the Beit HaMikdash. And that kind of forced change of status is called me'ilah. Me'ilah, that word is right there, me'ilah. Me'ilah. So in Rambam in Hilchot Me'ilah, Perichet Halacha Chet, he goes 8 chapters to explain the regulations connected to Me'ilah. So you would think the Rambam could say it in a word, because if you use it unnecessarily, then you have to pay. But no, 8 chapters. And at the end of the 8 chapters, the Rambam adds the following, Perik Chet Halacha Chet, which I would like to learn with you at this time, because it'll help us to understand something about Korbanot. Ra'ui la'adam litbonein, the Rambam says. Litbonein is the Hebrew word bina. Bina is one of the words that's used to relate to understanding. Ra'ui la'adam litbonein, to understand. B'mishpatei ha'Torah, and the regulations of the Torah HaKdoshah. The regulations of the Torah HaKdoshah, the Rambam says Torah HaKdoshah, and not just Torah, and he does that for a particular purpose, which we will see. V'leida, that's another word that's used for knowledge, and knowledge is like an endless, is endless. In other words, you're looking at something remarkable. The Torah is very remarkable because it can satisfy my need for understanding. I can go deeper and deeper. And the Rambam said, Kafi kocho. The Rambam said, I understand not everybody will get to the same place, but everybody can get someplace. Everybody can reach a level of understanding, because that's the way of the Torah. When you learn the Torah, you understand things better. And even though not everybody gets to the same level of understanding, I could get to the level that I have an inclination to get to. Continue with davar shelo yimtza lo ta'am. And if there's something in the Torah that I don't understand, I say, why would the Torah want us to do that? Velo yada lo ilah. Ilah is a cause. He says, I don't know why the Torah is interested in this, why the Torah wants me to do it. Lo yada lo ilah. I don't get it, what this mitzvah is all about. Al yehi kal be'enav. Don't think lightly of it. Don't think that because you don't understand it, that you shouldn't be serious about performing it. This is a pasuk that is taken from when Moshe Rabbeinu went up at Har Sinai to get the Torah. Everybody else was told to stay below, not to go up on the mountain. Lo yaharos. La'alot el Hashem. La'alot el Hashem means on the mountain. And you froze on because something bad is going to happen. So it's not everybody gets to the same level. Not everybody is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the Torah in as well a manner as it is possible to understand. But nobody else could get to that. It says it in the pasuk. It's like Hashem said, All of you people, don't think you're like Moshe Rabbeinu. Stay down. V'lo tehe machshavto bo k'machshavto b'sha'ar divrei hachol. So here the Rambam says, don't think about Torah matters in the way you think about secular things. Bo re, come and let us see. Kama hechmira Torah b'me'ilah. Let's see this topic called me'ilah, right? I told you eight chapters. There are many stringencies in me'ilah, like you took a knife or a fork or a censer and you used it for a minute. And he says, Kama hechmira Torah b'me'ilah. Look how much the Torah was concerned about this prohibition called me'ilah. Umayim eitzim vavanim vafa va'efer kegon shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem bedvarim bilvad. He says, what if you build the Beit HaMikdash? How did you build it? Stones and dirt and mortar. Kevan shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem, since they suddenly are called God's building, God's place, God's stones, God's mortar, bedvarim bilvad. How did they get that status, the Beit HaMikdash? You just said it. So if you just said it, did kachu, they became kadosh, the Beit HaMikdash, the walls, the buildings, the kleilim, v'kol ha'noheg bahem min hachol ma'al b'Hashem. I said, anybody who takes these things, which became kadosh by just the fact that I announced that they're kadosh, and he says, "Kol anoheg bahen min hakhol," whoever treats these things as though they were regular, ma'al b'Hashem, ma'al, the word me'ilah, they undid a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how bad it is. Even if you did it b'shogeg, tzarich kapara. If you accidentally took something from the Beit HaMikdash and you use it for something which was chol, tzarich kapara, he is guilty. If it's b'shogeg, filu hayashogeg, tzarich kapara. That's what the Rambam says. Kal v'chomer, so that would certainly be true. The mitzvah shechakak lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yivat adam b'hem b'nei shelo yadat ha'aman. So certainly this would be true about any other mitzvah that Hashem has given us. Shelo yivat adam b'hem, don't kick them away. Don't be just because you don't understand what the purpose of the mitzvah is. So if I stop here for a moment, I would say the Rambam recognizes the fact that there are many mitzvot that we don't understand. Some we don't understand at all, and some we don't understand partially. The Chazal already indicated that there are mitzvot like that that we don't understand. So what for? Well, how does it work? What does Hashem want of us? Why couldn't we have a few mitzvot less? And so the Rambam goes on and says, "Lo yechapet varim asher lo kein al Hashem, v'lo yachshov b'machshavto k'divrei hachol." He says you shouldn't think about these things. You shouldn't think things that are incorrect, the wrong kind of rationale for something that Hashem has directed us. And he shouldn't like use his mind in the same way that he analyzes the rechol, the secular world. Arei ne'emar b'Torah. He quotes a pasuk, "Ushmartem mikol chukotai mikol mishpatai vasitem otom ushmartem." You should watch them, take care of them, Vasitem otam, and then do them. It doesn't say understand them and do them. It says watch them and do watch over them, and then do them. Amru chachamim liten shmira vasiya lechukim kemishpatim. There's Amru chachamim in explaining this pasuk that liten shmira, that the word vishmartem, right, watchfulness, care, vasiya shmira vasiya lechukim, for chukim. Chukim are usually understood as being things that don't have a clear rationale. Kemishpatim, things that do have a clear rationale or clearer. Vasiya yidua, and then doing them becomes clear. Vehi sheyaseh hachukim. That's what the asiya means. You should do what the chukim tell you to do. Vashmira, and what is the shmira refer to? Sheyizaher bahen. Be careful. V'lo yidameh she'em pchutim min ha-mishpatim. Don't think that those mitzvot that are not so easily understood are less important than the mishpatim, which are usually things that we do understand. V'mishpatim ein ha-mitzvot she'taman galui, the Rambam says. So there are mitzvot, mishpatim, are the mitzvot she'taman galui, that we do understand, that we understand that Kibbud Av Va'em, or even Shmirat Shabbat, there are mitzvot that we understand. V'tovat asiyatan ba'olam hazeh yidua, and the goodness that comes to us from doing them in olam hazeh is clear. Everybody knows that. Knows that it's good to do the mitzvot. Kigon isur gezel, you're not allowed to steal. Shrichat amim, you're not allowed to kill. Kibud av va'em, honor your father and your mother. V'chukim, hein ha-mitzvot ha-chukim. On the other hand, the word chukim applies, the Rambam says, to mitzvot. She'ein ta'aman yadua, to those mitzvot where it's not really clear what their purpose is, what they do. Amru ha-chachamim, and the chachamim said about that, chukim chachakti lach, ve'elcha reshut leharher bahem. There are chukim in the Torah, things that you don't understand, but you can't think about them. You can't say, well, maybe they're not important. Maybe they're not as important as mishpatim. V'yitzro shel adam nokfo bahem. Right? And he feels like, well, why should I be so careful about those mitzvot that are not understandable? And I'll concentrate on mitzvot that are understandable. Laher bahem. V'yitzro shel adam nokfo bahem. V'umot ha'olam. And first, not only that, but people in the big world, right, the nations of the world, meshivim alehem, they say, boy, that's sort of ridiculous. So why do you have to do that? I remind you that, the nations of the world, meshivim alehem, say that they are unnecessary and foolish. Kigon, what falls into that category? Isur basar chazir. Isur basar chazir, that we say that it's prohibited to eat the meat of the pig, but in the world, everybody eats the meat of the pig. So the umot ha'olam, the nations of the world, say, that's ridiculous. Why would the Torah want you to do that? The same thing is true about mixing meat and milk together, which everybody in the world is happy to do. How could you say that it makes sense not to do it? Eglarufa, remember in the parish of Kitetzeh, if you find a dead body along the road, you have to cut off the head of a of an Egla, Upara Duma, the red heifer, Useira Mishtalech, and the goat that's sent out on Yom Kippur into the wilderness. V'kama haya David HaMelech mitzta'er min haminim u'min ha'akum. And you only have to remember how much David HaMelech was unhappy about the minim u'min ha'akum shayu meshivim alachukim. Those minim are, we would call them apikorsim, perhaps, people who had the wrong idea, non-Jews, they would say that the chukim of the Torah are simple, are silly. There's no reason to keep those chukim and to do them. The Kozman Shayu wrote Fimoto, that when they would chase after him, Abitshuvot HaSheker She'orchin Lefi Kotzer Dat HaOladam, they would cause him difficulty, a difficult life, and they would say things that could only be attributed to a lack of understanding. So David HaMelech's advice was to increase your dveikut b'Torah, cleaving to the Torah. Shenemar, diplu alai sheker zeidim. They attested me with lies. Ani b'chol lev atzur pikudecha, but I, with all my heart, atzur pikudecha, I will watch carefully over your commands. V'ne'emar sham b'inyan kol mitzvotecha, emuna sheker ridafuni azrani. V'kol ha'korban, the same idea. V'kol ha'korban, not kulam, echlal ha'chukim heim. That's how the Rambam ends. Kol ha'korbanot kulam, echlal ha'chukim heim. Right? We said we would clarify something about the parashiyot of Vayikra and Tzav. The parashiyot of Vayikra and Tzav are the parashiyot of korbanot. V'kol ha'korbanot kulam, the Rambam says, echlal ha'chukim heim. They are chukim, not mishpatim. In other words, they don't really make sense. They don't understand why, if you sacrifice an animal, something good will happen, or you will be worthy of kapara, of atonement, of mruchachamim. Shebishvil avodat hakorbanot haolam omed. So the chachamim went and they said, Shebishvil avodat hakorbanot haolam omed. And according to the way the Rambam taught us at the beginning of this halakha, there are people who understand more, and people who understand regular, not more. And the Chachamim are the people who understood more. And they're the ones who said that HaKorbanot, Asher Al Avodat HaKorbanot, Olam Omeid, that the Korbanot are so important that they kind of produce the underpinning of the existence of the world. So if that's true, then of course we understand that in this division of Mishpatim, which are understandable, and Chukim, which are not understandable. But we have to know that the Chukim that are not understandable are understood at some level. There are people who could understand more, and they are the Chachamim, and they said that the Korbanot HaOlam Omed, that they're so important because they present us with an ongoing obligation. Shebasiyat HaChukim VaMishpatim Zochim HaYesharim L'Chayei Olam Haba. But there's some combination of things that you understand and things that you don't understand. Chukim VaMishpatim in the language of the Rambam, right? That by doing the chukim and the mishpatim, zochim ayisharim lechayei olam haba, so the righteous ones are zoche, merit the life in olam haba, which is the way the Rambam understood reward. That's the ultimate reward that is likely to be given to a particular person. but only a person who watches carefully the obligations of Chukim u'Mishpatim. V'kdima Torah tzivui al ha-chukim sh'nemar u'shmartem et chukotai et mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha-adam v'chai bahem. V'kdima ha-Torah tzivui al ha-chukim. The Torah first off mentions the chukim sh'nemar. This pasuk u'shmartem et chukotai et mishpatai. First chukotai, and then mishpatai. The Rambam says that's what the chachamim understood. That you won't be liable to the reward of Olam Haba if you just do things that make sense. If you just do things that make sense, you don't recognize the fact that there is an understanding beyond your understanding. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai bahem. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam, and he will live with them. Chai bahem means he'll be liable to the reward of Olam Haba. So you see that the Rambam was very much aware of the fact that Korbanot, the parashiyot of Vayikra and Tzav, confront us with a dilemma. Since we don't do those mitzvot, I mean, it doesn't seem to us that they're particularly important, I mean, to us. Because, after all, how could they be important if the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rained down upon us was preventing us from keeping these halachot? That itself is a difficult thing to traverse. The Rambam would understand that if the mitzvah of korbanot, become the mitzvah of learning the korbanot, of understanding the korbanot. Because after all understanding is limited. And when it comes to korbanot, it's not so easy to fool yourself into thinking that you understand why God wants korbanot or needs korbanot. Not so easy to understand. And of course, we know that there's a machloket rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, seem to be at odds on this point. The Ramban is founded by Yikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Tet, a worthy undertaking to learn. So I think that I hope that we've managed to clarify a little bit of what's going on in Vayikra and Tzav, and we'll continue next week with the second part of the introduction to Korbanot. All the best to you. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos.
Thanks, Shabbos.